Please stand now. The opening hymn is 73. Celebration this morning of the Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, begins on page 355 of the Red Prayer Books. Page 355, as we remain standing for a little bit. At the top of the page now, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. All desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts this morning now by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hymn 60.
Dwell below, from all assaults of our
as we remain standing, let us pray on the bulletin insert the collect for the fourth Sunday of Advent, the contemporary version. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Now I'd like to invite everybody who would like to go to Sunday school to go that way, to follow Patty and go down the hall.
The first reading this morning comes from Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 80, and it's found on the third page of your insert, or on page 702 in the prayer book. I will read up to the asterisk, and the congregation please respond with the last half of each verse. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock.
Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim.
In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
O Lord God of hosts,
how long will you be angered despite the prayers of your people?
You have fed them with the bread of tears.
You have given them bowls of tears to drink.
You have made us the derision of our neighbors.
And our enemies laugh us to scorn.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Please remain seated now for the second reading.
The second reading comes from Hebrews. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second, and it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 268.
Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, Mary set out in inward haste to a Galilean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth saw and heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is the she who believes that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to me by the Lord." And Mary sang.
Thank you.
seated now, if possible. Six nights a week. It used to be seven, but I got old. Six nights of the week, in the middle of the night, at midnight, people gather here in this church to pray. We sit up there in the choir stalls. College students, street folk, wander in to be warm. People that have had too much coffee. Folks that are looking for something stable. Folks that don't know what to do with themselves. We gather in here up there in those choir stalls six nights a week at midnight to say prayers. The service is called Complem, from the Latin word completed. Now here's the thing about those prayers, and here's the thing about that service, if you haven't been here at midnight to see what this looks like. It's not a nighttime service. It's a morning service. It's a service that looks sitting up there at midnight. It's a service that looks through the darkness and says, light is coming. It's a service that sits there in the darkness of midnight. It doesn't work in June. But sits there in the darkness of midnight and says, with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, behold, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. It's a morning service, not a night service. It's a service that doesn't say, oh gosh, it's night and it's scary. It's a service that says, the sunrise is coming and the dawn shall break upon us. Sometimes we use the New Zealand prayer book. And the prayer in that service says, the night sings to the dawn. Let us look forward expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. We gather in the darkness of the night to pray, believing that sunrise is coming, that from the darkness of the night shall come forth the beauty of a sunrise. In at least two of the Alaska Native languages, there's a word in the language for that first light right when it appears. And if there's one in English, I don't know what it is, but there's a word just for that first light when it appears over the hills, that first breaking of dawn coming up. That it's special. That light there, that's where we are this morning. Yatsa, the coming forth is about to happen. The Hebrew word for the coming forth. Yatsa, you can hear it. You can feel it when Barbara was singing. The dawn is about to break. The darkness of Advent, with its sun and moon and stars falling out of the sky, and you brood of vipers, when are you going to get your act together and quit scurrying around? All that Advent stuff. Now it's changed. Now the sun is about to come. Yatsu. You can hear it, that very word, in the ancient prophecy of Micah that was the first reading. Yatsa, the coming forth. For there will come out of Bethlehem, prophesies Micah 700 years before the event. 600 years. There will come forth from Bethlehem, come forth, Yatsa. One for me. There will come forth from Bethlehem one for God. just for God, who will rule all things, whose origin is from of old. There will come forth from Bethlehem one whose beginnings are back before there were beginnings. There will come forth from Bethlehem one who will rule all things, whose origin is from before time. In the beginning was the Word. We will hear at the end of each of the services, Christmas Eve, the beginning of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. There will come forth from Bethlehem one whose beginnings are back there from ancient, long time, before time. And he will rule such that his people live without fear. No fear. And he will be the one of peace. Yetzah. It's just about to happen now. The sun is about to break forth. And there's two pregnant ladies singing. There's two pregnant ladies singing. Gabriel appears in Mary's kitchen and says, "You're pregnant. Don't be afraid. You're going to have a child, and the child's going to be God." And not only that, your aged relative, Elizabeth, who lives over that way, is pregnant too. And Mary says, "Okay, whatever." Gabriel goes to wherever Gabriel goes, and Mary runs to go visit her relative in the village up in the hills. An aged Elizabeth greets her at the door. And as soon as she greets Mary, the baby inside leaps for joy. My youngest daughter has been in town for the last 2 days, so I borrowed her yesterday as we were driving around as my research department. Because as far as I know, I've never been pregnant. And a large part of me this week has thought, I shouldn't be the one talking this morning. Somebody who's, this should be a lady speaking this morning. So I asked my daughter, I said, because she's the mother of a four-year-old, I said, "What is that like? Is there a time when it quickens, when all of a sudden the child moves and you know something's going on? What is that like? What was that like when that happened with you and William?" And she said, "I thought it was indigestion. I thought I ate something." I said, "I didn't know what it was. Oh, God, what did you eat at Taco Bell? I didn't know what that was." But Carol Bryce at the 8 o'clock service said, "I thought I had the biggest secret in the world. I couldn't wait to go tell Al." So rather, Mary runs to Elizabeth. John the Baptist moves. And Elizabeth either wonders, "Gosh, what did I eat at Taco Bell last night?" Or goes, "Whoa." But filled with the Spirit, she sings, quoting Kris Kristofferson, "Why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me? How can this be to me?" And then in reply, Mary sings that song that Barbara sang. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices. For he has done wonderful things for me." In the ancient traditions of the church, when you say evening prayer, and we haven't done it all the time in Advent this year, but when you say evening prayer, you always say Mary's song. So as the day ends with Mary because her song is our song. The Lord has done wonderful things for me. The thing about Mary's song, there's a lot about Mary's song, that when she's singing, her song is almost the same song that Hannah sang when she was pregnant with the prophet Samuel in the Old Testament. That it's a song of faithful women again and again and again across the centuries of their tradition. It's the song of centuries of tradition saying, God has done wonderful things for me. The thing about Mary's song is at the heart of that song, she links it all the way back to Abraham. That God keeps his promises. And that's the whole story of the Bible. All those pages of fine print. Is that God keeps his promises. From the very beginning, when he pulled Abraham out in the desert and said, see that? You'll have descendants more than those stars. Through all the trials and tribulations and dysfunction of the stories of the families in Genesis and so on, through the slavery in Egypt, God is working and keeps his promises. And Mary all of a sudden sings that God has kept his promise. Notice the language. It's not future tense language. She's not saying, he will do this, he will do that, he will do this. She and Elizabeth, these two pregnant ladies standing in the living room singing, are singing that this is what he has done. She's singing that the world has changed. Has changed because of what's going on. Has changed. Present tense. That somehow, in the beauty of that moment, these two pregnant ladies singing, that the world has changed. That all the world has changed. You and I, all the way through the days of our lives and these days of dark December, yet given Mary's choice to believe that the world has changed or to live in the darkness with no hope, Mary can't help but sing, knowing what you and I learned when we were 5 years old. Jesus loves me, this I know. Do we dare to believe that we are loved? That there is love in the world? And the point of the thing is, Mary comes to Elizabeth. God comes to us. It's not, oh God, I'm trying to get to Christmas. Christmas is coming to us. And I said that as a veteran. I spent 23 of the last 36 hours shopping with the youngest daughter that came in. At 11:30 last night, I was at Walmart. And it was wonderful. Actually, tell you the truth, it was wonderful. Everybody was kind of relaxed and peaceful or numb. I don't know, but it was kind of fun. We either live in a world that believes there is love, we live in the darkness of Advent. Night before last, I was at Walmart too, Friday night. The most peaceful person I met the last week was a young man who was a wounded veteran from Iraq. He had just come back from medical treatment in Missouri. And he was smiling from ear to ear. Wounded. Not all of him is there anymore. But he looked at me and he said, I'm going home for Christmas. That way. Where I know there's love. Which world do we live in? Do we dare to believe in a world of Christmas and love? And sing with Mary? We prayed in the collect this morning. Purify our consciences with your daily visitation. Visit us daily. Come to us daily so that we can sing with Mary. How do we do that? easy to spot the darkness. I mean, it's there 23 hours of the day. But the path to singing with Mary is to watch for those moments of wonder and grace that will come completely unexpectedly in the toy section of Walmart. That this world is filled with wonder. It was in the news last week, and it just made the Fairbanks paper this morning. They found, wake up, Zelma, prehistoric elephant droppings in Stevens Village. Seven-thousand-year-old elephant droppings in Stevens Village. And the thing is about really old elephant droppings in Stephen's Village, it's changed the world, the way everybody thinks about the world. They're not supposed to be 7,000-year-old elephant droppings in Stephen's Village, but it's there. And so everybody's theory about the way the life was and world was and everything else has all gone out the window. Because there's not supposed to be 7,000-year-old elephant droppings in Stephen's Village, but it's there. The world is filled with wonder and surprises, and it's not the way we think it is. There's elephant droppings in Stevens Village. The whole East Coast has disappeared in snow, apparently. And you know, well, parents and teachers and shoppers and travelers are going, oh, yeah. There's kids looking outside the window going, wow, I wanted a white Christmas. And look at it. We got 3 feet of snow. The world is filled with wonder. And God keeps his promises. Several springs ago, Holy Trinity Juno burnt to the ground. This morning, while we're in here, they're having their first service in the new church. Can you imagine what that feels like for Mary's brother, Reverend George and Hunter, and everybody there? It all works out. That's what Mary's song is about. That's what the tears are that you feel in your hearts when she sings. Yatsah. He comes. Amen. So I invite you to stand, if possible, and we'll continue with the Nicene Creed, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary
and was made man. And for our sake,
suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven,
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will not have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. The prayers of the people are Form 5, page 389. Page 389. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. for the Holy Church of God, that it may be filled with truth and love and be found without fault at the day of your coming. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Catherine, our presiding bishop, and for Rustin, our assisting bishop, and for all bishops and other ministers, and for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, and that all may be one as you and the Father are one, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who do not yet believe, and for those who have lost their faith, that they may receive the light of the gospel, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who live and work in this community and region, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a blessing upon all human labor and for the right use of the riches of creation, that the world may be freed from poverty, famine, and disaster, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, that we may be delivered from hardness of heart and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our enemies, those who wish us harm, and for all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For ourselves, for the forgiveness of our sins, and for the grace of the Holy Spirit to amend our lives, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have commended themselves to our prayers, for our families, friends, and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, they may live in joy, peace, and health, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the communities of Beavers, Stevens Village, Rampart, North Pole, Nenana, St. Christopher's Anchorage, St. Christopher's Haines Junction, the Anglican Church of Canada, the Native peoples in the Diocese of Hawaii, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord,
for Mary and Julius and Jacob and Josephine and Charles and Nancy and Pamela and Dana and Mark and Cynthia and Mark and Matthew and Tony and Bronson and Teresa and Jennifer, who were all baptized this day across the years here at St. Matthew's, and for Macarius, who was baptized last Wednesday night, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord,
for Lona and Bergman and Essie, Isaac, Kristen, Arnold, Howard, Audrey, Linda, Harold, Beverly, Robert, Mardu, Dan, Fred, Hannah, Arthur, Elmerline, Sharon, Mary, Richard, Maggie, Vince, Bentley, Bo, Ursula, Lila, John, Catherine, Phyllis, Joan, James, Kathy, Byron, Norma, Frank, Rita, Rodney, Dean, Gidget, George, Levi, Alex, Alice, Ty, Amanda, Roxanna, Lisa, Glenn, Jane, Diane. For all those we now name, either silently or aloud, for all those traveling or trying to travel, for those in recovery, for all those serving overseas and their families, for our families in Denali Center, the Pioneer Home, the Correctional Centers, other homes and programs, and for all those grieving, for all those we pray to you, O Lord. For Ruth, Nancy Tarney's mother, for all who have died in the communion of your church, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. We pray to you, O Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, Nicholas, Matthew, and all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all of our life to Christ our God. Even as we have confessed, Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Everyone gets to arise. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
There's wonder behind you. Share that peace. We can begin doing announcements.
Sure. I'm Belle Wingleton from Cordova, and my son and I, Mike, just went to, over here, Pete. We've been traveling for Dancing with Asparagus, and Pete Peter, originally from Venati, assistant director for Dancing with Asparagus, and he started out the month going to Chalkeesic, and then we went to New Lotto, and then my son and I just went to Panama, and we're leaving right away for Beaver. He's giving me a ride to the airport, and to do Christmas there, and music, we're teaching guitar and fiddle to the kids in the school. And, I know it was so fun in the lotto to just see those faces with kids when we hand them a guitar or fiddle, and just to see the kids by the end of the week how great they became. And Bergman and Smalfia came and worked with us. He's 82. Every day from 11 to 3:30, and it was phenomenal. He is such a good player, and the kids just were really excited, and the whole community. And in Panama, we got them dancing this last week, the high school students, a lot. So we were really happy about that. And anyway, thanks so much for your prayers and support. It's an amazing program to get kids into music and into the church. So that's what we're going to be doing this week in Beaver, is teaching them Christmas carols and getting them ready for Christmas Eve services. So, Pete, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I just want to thank St. Matthew Church. You know, this church right here really goes out that far out to the villages. And some of the villages, they don't have preachers. But we teach music so the kids could be able to play gospel music in the church. And that's what they do on Sunday, which is our mission. And also getting to the kids. You know, a lot of kids were not only teaching music, but we teach them the leadership. They're going to grow up. They're going to become a leader in the village. And we talk to them about that. How important the college is, stuff like that. Because, you know, nowadays you got to be able to survive in the village. You've got to be pretty educated. Because you've got to deal with, everyday function of taking care of the people, taking care of the water and sources, and, you know, there's a lot to it. So we teach them that, and also we do skin drumming, where we're bringing back their language. We do, like, example, it's a leadership dance. Everybody become a chief in the dance. And also we throw in a couple of their language. And, you know, our language, like, I'm from Vinitai, English is my second language, but that's what we speak when we're small, and then we get older, we get learn English. Some villages are losing their language, I know this, and this way, at least we bring it back. If you do that song and you throw in there two words for the day, 30 days goes by, that's double what the kids learn. So that's how we get them to start. Traditional dancing, and we did a King Salmon dance and Tanana, and the kids acted up. So, you know, thank you very much. It's supportive. Our church is doing a lot of stuff outside of here, out in the villages. Sometimes 50 below, but
right.
They'll survive.
And Pete said he and Bill Stevens and Bella Jean, where is she? There she is, have been doing teaching Athabascan fiddle dance and guitar and fiddle on Saturday.
So every Saturday from 2
to 4.
Four, we do that.
Thanks to a grant from the St. Matthew's Endowment Fund.
Yeah.
So thank you for your help.
It's December 26th, the day after Christmas, we're having a big sobriety Christmas fiddle dance down at the tribal hall. So if you got something to bring, to eat, share with everybody. You know, we're trying to do that on the weekend or on the holiday to get everybody to a place to go.
Bring back the Christmas fiddle dance and raise some money for Dancing with the Spirit and for St. Matthew's. So if anyone can help with that or wants to help, you know, to get a hold of Pete. And Hillary's got his phone number. So, anyway, thank you so much. Autumn, I'll see you. Off it, Tim?
I'm a chauffeur today, too.
You've got to go to Beaver, right? Yeah, she's going to Beaver right now. So. Give her a hand.
Yeah.
He talked about reaching out to places. You may remember about 2 weeks ago we collected Christmas decorations. Hillary got an email from Eagle Friday saying they all got there. Oh my gosh. Thank you to everybody. So I guess Eagle's total Christmas decorations. There is a fair amount of stuff going on this week. The schedule for this week is here in the program. Tomorrow, underneath all the Christmas fall stuff, there are people having a hard time. There were 52 names on this banner for funeral we did in the last year. All those families and friends are going through these days going, how are you doing? There's a service tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for those that are having a hard time, a dark Christmas service for people who aren't sure how they're going to get through it. That's at 7 o'clock. Then at midnight, we all stand outside the church and we get cans from the kitchen and we yell and scream at the top of our lungs and they have to get the cans. And this was a couple of things that we stress in case you're it really confuses the neighbors and the police on First Avenue. And the prayer is that if we make enough noise, it will chase away the great dragon of darkness, and God will be merciful and keep his promise, and we'll start gaining daylight. If we don't do it, we'll just get darker and darker. It seems to have worked. Every year we gain daylight, and we're going to do it Monday at midnight. So if you feel a little stressed, or just want to make a fool of yourself, or just want to bang on a hot bed, come on down at midnight tomorrow night, and we'll bang on pots and pans. The rest of the schedule for the week is all the way through. Christmas Eve begins when the light of the first star appears Thursday night. The services at 5 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. There's a lot of special stuff planned for those services. If you'd like to help with any of the services, there's a place to sign up in the back. Once Christmas comes, we enter this kind of special country for 2 weeks. There's a whole lot happening in those 2 weeks. There's a complete schedule of the Christmas stuff posted in the parish hall. The newsletter will either be on the website today or tomorrow. That has a schedule in it. On Sundays, we're going to do church at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Got that one? Which means no service at 9 or 11. Or if you come at 11, you'll hit it right in time for that else. So the services are 8 and 10. During the Christmas season, this coming Sunday and the Sunday after. I think that's basically all the announcements. Anybody else? The health ministry is doing things. We've made it about Moscow in Russia. Anybody else have announcements? Are there any visitors or newcomers that would like to introduce themselves?
And Bob Wilson, Robin Wilson, the father, up here from Illinois.
Have any of the regular present for huh?
All right, my name is Dara and I'm from the University of Idaho.
Are there any birthdays or anniversaries? Okay, let's do first names that we're going to pray for.
For Vernon.
Nicole and Shannon.
Leslie Ann.
Elvis, Jude, and
Penelope.
Elvis, Jude, and
Penelope. For bombing.
She's the granddaughter born on the
8th,
Ireland.
What's her name?
Ireland.
For Dee in Ireland. Her baby granddaughter. Who are we going to pray for?
My daughter, Margaret.
For Margaret.
And my son, Joel, my two sisters, and my nephew.
And your sisters and your nephews' names are?
Vivian, El Chicky, and Craig.
For my mother, Barbara, who's too shy to come
up. Right there. That's Eric Barbara.
Hold on to it until Lily.
On page 830 for 50. I pray for all those with hands. Oh God, our time is in your hands. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants, Vernon,
birthdays, anniversaries, introductions. Remember the words of our Lord is for a blessing to give and to receive. Choir is going to sing.
Every strife and cause.
of the Great Thanksgiving, Eucharistic Prayer A, on page 300 and something. Page 361. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts this morning. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again with power and great triumph to judge the world, we may, without shame or fear, rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you this morning, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Continues now. You may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and became the subject of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only eternal Son, to share in our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God, the Father of all. He outstretched his arms on the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink, and new unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and in peace. And on the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in her language.
What he says in a question, no, she, fin, jo, jo, de no, the go get guarded, the Jewish, the end, she, 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 good, get, none, cut, a coat, the gon, she,
Amen.
We're bold to pray with her, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Coming forth. The gifts of God for you, who are also the gifts of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts now by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being your servants. Servancy lasts, so we invite the front pews to come forward first to receive you.
Thank you.
365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace. And grant us strength and courage. Mary is singing, and we are singing, and soon, this week, the whole world, even the trees and the stars in the sky, will be singing. Yatzah! The coming. The peace of God. The surprises of God, which pass all understanding in this world. Keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us this Holy Week, and remain with us forever. Amen. Amen. Hymn 54.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Stop in the conversation in the back, brothers.